An affordable housing complex in West Philadelphia is now more than half empty. The owners of University City Townhomes announced more than a year ago they were ending their affordable housing contract with the federal government after 40 years in order to sell the valuable site. The controversial decision sent nearly 70 families scrambling to find new homes. WHYY's Aaron Moselle has this profile of one resident who is searching for a new place to live.
Rashida Alexander is no stranger to setbacks and overcoming obstacles. In her early 20s, she was homeless for nearly a year after the end of a bad relationship left her and her daughter, who was two at the time, with nowhere to live. A short time later, while working in home care, she hurt her back badly, trying to save a client from falling out of his wheelchair. The freak accident sidelined Alexander for years.
I had nerve damage. I couldn't really walk for a while. So it was just, you know, challenges in life that I really had no control over.
Alexander is 35 now, and those challenges are behind her. But she says nothing she's experienced in her adult life has been as hard and exhausting as her search for a new apartment, even though she's eager to move.
If I focused on everything that I am encountering as we speak, I probably would lose my mind or probably go back to smoking cigarettes or something. But, you know, I stay grounded in my faith. And I just keep moving. Like, I feel like I'm just in survival mode.
Alexander found out in the summer of last year that she would have to move out of her two-bedroom apartment in the complex, where she had lived with her daughter for well over a decade. To find a new apartment, she and all the other tenants were offered a housing voucher from HUD, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. With the voucher, tenants pay 30% of their adjusted monthly income in rent. HUD makes up the difference within set rent limits. The vouchers can be used in Philadelphia and elsewhere in the country, at least in theory. Alexander says finding landlords that are even willing to consider taking her voucher is difficult.
A lot of places that I'm reaching out to, it's like they shut you down. It's very, 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 very overwhelming, very frustrating. A lot of times it's discouraging.
Alexander has a full-time job working with Philly's homeless population, and she says the process has taken a serious toll on her, mentally and physically. She's found herself forgetting important appointments, having more frequent stomach issues related to her gastritis. For the first time in her life, she has a prescription for sleeping pills to help quiet her racing thoughts about finding a new place. While many of her neighbors are staying in Philadelphia, Alexander is determined to leave the city and even the state. She says a lot of it has to do with Philly's ongoing gun violence crisis, which has claimed the lives of so many young people.
I pray over my baby's safety every day, because the shootings, the beatings, just everything, like, it's so traumatizing. And sometimes I fear for her to even go to school. Like, at this point, I just want her to be homeschooled.
But Alexander says her decision to get away has made her search more challenging than she ever anticipated. At the moment, she's gearing up for a fight with the housing authority in the county where she wants to move. She was recently told she and her daughter would have to share a bedroom because they're both women. That is, unless Alexander can find a way to shell out hundreds more than the value of her voucher for a two-bedroom place.
And the apartments are already small. Like, my daughter is 5'7", 5'8", 200 pounds. I'm 5'10", 300 pounds. Where are we sharing a room at? I feel like we're being penalized for having vouchers.
The voucher Alexander received over the summer through the Philadelphia Housing Authority was for two bedrooms.
Do you feel like you're being pushed to live in Philly?
Yes. Yes.
For now, the remaining residents at the University City townhomes have until the end of January to leave, though that deadline has moved a handful of times since the complex's owners told HUD they weren't renewing the contract. In the interim, Alexander is trying to focus on the silver linings of her situation. For example, she takes comfort in her faith and the community that formed to fight against the closure of the complex.
I don't have the option to be relaxed about certain things in life, because I don't have anybody, really. It's just me and my daughter. I have the people that I'm with here organizing with that's helping me push through a lot of these things, and I'm pushing myself through with the grace of God.
Next month, she's traveling to New York to be part of a panel discussion about public housing and gentrification, and she was recently able to land a new job, one that she can likely hold on to even after she moves. Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.